God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And the sharing so far have been a real blessing. And really, God is present with us all the time. And he'll never, ever leave us or forsake us. Sometimes we can feel lonely. Sometimes we feel that, you know, people don't understand us, or maybe God doesn't understand our situation. But, you know, God is with us and he's for us. And he doesn't want us to be anxious about anything, but he really wants us to go to him. He really wants us to have a humble heart so that he can pour out the best of what he's got. Because when we're in that place of humility, ready to receive, then we can receive. You know, but when we kind of have a high mind, then we can't receive those things that he truly wants to give us, those gems, those diamonds, that will really lift our faith further. Because it's like a block. Whatever's going on, challenges, situations, God is with us. He's for us and he's waiting for us to give him the go-ahead to go to work in those situations. And he does when we go to him in faith, praying the answer rather than the, you know, the problem. We pray the solution, like, God, you are taking care of this situation. You are at work. You are a mighty God, present to heal, present to help. And Father, I'm coming before your courts, your throne of grace, to find that mercy to help in the time of need. I need your words in my heart. I need that direction right now. I need that inspiration from you, which will bring the answers in this particular situation. And so a humble heart is where we need to have, and a willing heart. Amber mentioned earlier on about a willing heart. You know, and it was great when Amber come up yesterday, because I didn't know what she was going through. But God just really does give us the perfect words. And I realized as I was sharing, man, like, where does this come from? And it obviously it comes from God. All good things come from God. And God is Jehovah. He will be to you what you need him to be. He will become for you what you need him to become. So he really wants us to go to him. He wants us to depend upon him. He wants us to rely upon him. And he wants us to trust him with all our heart. He wants us to have a willing heart and ready to do. You know, David, King David, was a man after God's own heart. He really loved God. He made some major mistakes as well, didn't he? He done some willful sinning as well. But look what God said about this man. He was a man after God's own heart. And talking about men of God, like in the Old Testament, there were men of God that God had the Spirit upon. And these would communicate the truths of God to the people, like Moses. He had the Spirit of God upon. And it was on him as long as he walked with God and done what God showed him. But we're all men and women of God. We've all got that Spirit of God. Again, where is our mind? See, if there's a problem, if there's a situation, we just got to, it's where the mind is. Is our mind on the situation, or is our mind on the heavenly throne? We're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, like Kathy shares, where there's pleasures forevermore. So that's where we operate from. Or we can operate in the senses mind. We can go by what we see with our physical eyes. And the scriptures say, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. So when we're looking at the problem or the situation or the obstacle in front of us, it's designed to distract our mind from God to the problem, where we become discouraged, or we can become fearful, or we can feel lonely. I think of Elijah. He thought he was the only guy left. He thought he was the only prophet left, and he wanted to go off and die. But God had to work with him and encourage him. Do you not think that God's going to not work with you on a daily basis to encourage you, to get you to the place that you need to be? And everything flows from when we're still. God says, be still and know that I am God. Elijah, he heard God, not in the thunder, not in the rain or the winds or the whatever was going on at the time, but it was through that still small voice. So if you want things to really happen, you want to see things develop, you want to see the deliverance, then be still and rest in God. Allow God to serve you at the table. See, yes, we serve God as he works and leads us to do. So we do what he puts in our heart, but God is the one that's doing the work. When they walked to the Red Sea, what happened? All they had to do was touch that water, and then that God done the work. He opened the sea. So God wants us to depend upon him 100%. And there's many things in this world to distract us. There's many things in this world that have put us off here, put us off there. But when we stay with God, then we would be at the right place at the right time. We'd be ready to move. And we'd be ready to receive. We'd be ready to hear what God is saying by his Holy Spirit for each one of us speaking today. But if we think that we know it all, if we think that we understand everything, then we're deceived, because we don't understand everything. It's as we're led by God and as we move and practice, we learn the things, and then we get a trust in God. We know his ways rather than just know his acts. We know that we're to rely solely upon him. We're to trust in him with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. So when we put God first, 100% in every category, he does a mighty work. He's free to move. He's free to serve you at the table. You know, where he's led you beside those still waters. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He anoints your head with oil and your cup runneth over. So in the presence of your enemies, God is blessing you. God is making you the head and not the tail. God is the one that calls you to shine out, because your heart safely trusts in God. It's not safely trusting in the problem or worrying about the problem. Worry doesn't solve anything. But bringing your cares to God, cast your cares away to the Heavenly Father. Throw it to him. God, this is your problem. My family is your problem. My illness is your problem. My lack is your problem. I believe you, the fountain of living water, the God of faithfulness, to supply every single need. See, God is faithful. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. He knows exactly what you need right now. And he's placed you here so that need can be met. So we need to have ears open and hearts humble and a willing heart to do. And if we do that, then God's going to work. I want to read a record. I was inspired today, but I was inspired to go to the scriptures. I just bear with me a minute. Just let her in. But this is a great record, because when the children of Israel were moving with God, everything flowed smoothly. Everyone was blessed. The prospering, the deliverance, the protection, the winning was always there. And in 1 Corinthians 29, I want to read this record. This is a fantastic record. And it's just so filled with wonderful truths. And 1 Corinthians 29, first one said, "Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great for the palace, is not for a man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might." See, David with all his might. How much do you give God? Do you give him all your might, all your effort? Or do you give your problems and situation all your effort? See, we need to depend upon God for everything. And David said, "Now I have prepared with all my might." See, his heart was righteous. His heart was after God. His heart was to put God first. "For the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and the brass for the things of brass, the iron for the things of iron, the wood for the things of wood, the onyx stones and the stones to be set, glittering stones and diver colours, and all the manner of precious stones and marbles and stones in abundance." See, David had a heart and he had detail, and he was to build the house of God. That was his job. We're to build the body of Christ by walking and living by that spirit. But we got to be focused. We got to be really determined to put God first in everything, above our own life. Just like Jesus Christ did, God was first in everything. And when we make up our minds we're going to live this way, then God provides everything that we need to do the things that he wants us to do. "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman watcheth but in vain." So God's taking care of everything. God is the one that is at work. He's the one that provides everything that we need to do the things that he wants us to do. He wouldn't call you to do something if he wasn't going to provide it. A lot of people don't move because they don't think they're going to have the things that they need. But it's as we're led, and it's as we step out with God in synchronization and in rhythm with him, that he'll provide everything that we need to do the things we need to do. Verse 3, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. And I love that. He's like, we're to set our affections on things above. We're to set our affection on God. We're to set our affections on the things that God desires, which is all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And David set his affection to the house of my God. That was number one priority in his life. Number one priority in my life is to do the things that God has called me to do and to pray for those laborers, to encourage God's people, whoever comes my way, because it's not me doing it. I'm a vessel that God's working in. I have this Spirit of God in my earthen vessel, and it's a vessel unto honor because I've sanctified my life to live unto him because he sanctified me. And he said, moreover, I have set my affection to the house of my God. I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. So of his own stuff to build God's house, he was given, right? Even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophrah, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house withal. The gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Are you willing to concentrate your service unto God? Are you willing to forsake your way of doing it and allow God to direct you? Waiting to hear what God is saying, allowing God to lead you, allowing God to open the doors. Rather than us trying to do it, we're depending upon God to provide everything. Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribe of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the kings were offered willingly. David was the leader. David set the example. David, what he gave to God in today's money was like 1.6 billion, something like that. Plus he gave from the, you know, the offerings of the house and his own money. He gave from, it cost him. He gave the best to God because God was giving him the best to him. And also his son Solomon was going to build this place, right? So these guys offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of God of gold, 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams of silver, 10,000 talents and of brass, 8,000 talents and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hands of Jael the Jeronite. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly. When you can offer willingly, you'll rejoice. When you can offer yourself willingly, you'll rejoice. When you can honor God willingly, then you will rejoice. Because God is the one that's energizing it in you. You're not even doing it from your own effort. And you're not even giving it from your own self. It's what God gave you anyway. Whatever kind of offering you're giving, whether it's offering your life in dedication to God, offering your abundant sharing, offering your words, offering your service, it's got to be with a pure heart unto God first. Then the people rejoiced that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly. There wasn't no anything in it. There was no, well, I can't do this. It was with a willing heart. They just wanted to do it. And when you're being blessed by God, when you're being encouraged, when you're on fire, you'll offer willingly. There'll be no second question because you know that God is your sufficiency. You know God is your deliverer. You know God is your provider. And they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. There was a lot of great joy going on here because the hearts were right. It wasn't about them. It was all about God. It was all about building his house. It was all about honoring him and keeping God first. Wherewith David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our fathers forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Is God exalted above head above all in your life? When you get in there, then there's nothing God won't do for you. Both riches and honor come of thee. Riches and honor come of God. And thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might. And in thine hand It is to make great and to give strength unto all. God wants you to be strong. He's given you that strength. He's given you Holy Spirit. He wants you to live from the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want you to live from your knowledge or your effort, but he wants you to move in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God, not with our words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power, where God can go to work, where he can smash the enemies, where people are trapped, where people are in darkness, where people are bound. And he wants you to shine as that light. He wants you to walk as the sons of light and to manifest his power. And when our hearts are right, then we can really walk that way. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name, because he's worthy of it, right? We should be praising God's glorious name every day for what he's doing in our life. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Listen, it's of God's provided it. God has given it. You're not doing nothing really. You're giving from what God's given you. It come from God in the first place. He's the source of all our supply. He will meet every single need. Listen, if he can meet your financial need, he can meet your spiritual need. If he can meet that, he can meet your physical need, or the need of the people in your family, the people that you love, the people you care about. You just give that desire to God. You can pray for an open door into these things. You can pray for God to break hardness in the hearts of the people that you love, because what is close to your heart is close to the Father's heart. He loves you and he loves your family no matter where they are. They're not the enemy. They're just deceived. So we need to shine as those lights. We can go to prayer. Everything comes from that prayer, that devotion to God, that speaking in tongues, that asking God. You know, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open unto you. But who am I? Verse 14, and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord our God, look at the heart, look at the devotion, look at the commitment, look at the love, look at the willingness in there, right? O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house, for thy holy name cometh of thine own hand, and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the hearts, and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all the things, and now have seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. They were all of the same heart and of the same mind. And it's because of this man, David. He set the example. And God was working and energizing David. And God was working in the hearts of the people, because the people were humble. And so then they had that willing heart. You know, we could become so pompous that we think we know everything, but we don't. But God's got wonderful wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He can enlighten the eyes of our understanding so that we can see things that we never thought we could see before. That he enlightens the eyes. Oh, this is the way. And God will tell you, this is the way, walk ye in it. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers kept this forever in the imagination of their thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepared their hearts unto thee. They prepared their hearts unto God. Have you prepared your heart unto God? Have you sought him with all your heart? And I love that. Their imagination, it was in the thoughts of their imagination. And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. See, David made provision. He set aside so that he could honor God, that the God's house could be built. And so did the people also, from what they've been blessed with by God, they gave back so that God's house could be built. So when the things were in the right heart, things moved wonderfully. And so what God's doing is getting everyone's heart like-minded right now as we speak. And as people come and draw close to God, and where God's showing them to connect, like Amber was led to come to connect. Amber wanted to do the one-on-one. It was in her heart. God worked it. she come up. I didn't have anything there until she come up, and then bang, God gave. It's God that is building this body, and he just needs willing hearts. He needs a perfect heart. He wants us to move with him and focus with him first. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that you need will be added unto you, even the need for your family. He can change hearts. He can make a way where there seems no way. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God of protection. He's a God of abundance. And he really wants us to enjoy this life to the fullness. That's bringing the spiritual to the physical. We say what we want. We don't say what we see. We declare the truths of God's word. We speak boldly. We don't worry about what people are going to say about what we're saying. But we declare with a pure heart before our Heavenly Father, who knows all the hearts. And when we do that, he can go to work with those that are receiving, and he can make you of the same heart and of the same mind. And David said to all the congregation, "Now bless the Lord your God." And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed down their heads and worshipped the Lord the King. They could have said, "Who are you to tell us to worship God?" No, they were of all the same heart and same mind. See, it's great. And, you know, so they moved together as one. They moved in the rhythm of God as God was energizing all of that. God energized all of it, like he's energizing this tonight, like he energizes you every day. And sometimes you may not think that you're walking by the Spirit, but you are. You know, there's times when I don't feel like I'm walking by this, but I know I am through the things that come from that. And they sacrifices unto the Lord and offer burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow after the day, even a thousand, listen, look at what they offered, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 ram, and 1,000 lamb with their drink offerings and sacrifice in abundance for all Israel. Look at the heart. That's what God wants us to have. That heart, we got it in there. It's there. It's just, where is our mind? Where is our focus? And did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. I mean, you can read the rest of the record yourself, but it's just so great. You know, God wants you to have a willing heart. He gives you the willing heart as you're submitted unto him, as you're humble and meek, as you receive these words gladly. You know, continue with God. Receive these words gladly that I'm sharing. Receive, obviously, previously what was shared gladly, and continue therein. Continue in that. And the things that are being shared on this fellowship and the other things that we put up on the web, follow it. Take it to your heart. Embrace it. Don't reject it because of your knowledge, but let God work in you. Let God bless you. Do something different. If you want to see a change, do something different. Let's go to God and say, "Okay, Father, you show me. All these other guys are getting success and all these other guys are getting blessed. I need to see it. What have I got to do? What have I got to do?" And there's something for you to do. And you know in your heart what you need to do. So you do it unto God. You don't need to tell anyone. Just go to God. Be still. Don't think you know everything, but God knows everything. God will supply to you what you need daily. And that fresh bread keeps you hot. So even with challenges, we can be hot every day because we're living from the right hand of God. We know God is overseeing our lives because we've entrusted our lives into his hands, and he's the one that delivers us. And there's stuff that you can't control outside of your own environment. You can't control other people, what they're going to think about you, or if they're going to come to God. But God knows the hearts of all men. And we may see a brick wall there, but God may see a tender heart behind that brick wall. So we pray to God, "Father, you stir up the hearts. Go to work in this person's life. Intercede for people. Speak in tongues. Intercede. If there's someone that you love and you're hurting because there's no connection, Father, make a way where there seems no way. Smash down these walls of partition between me and this person. I want that relationship there, God." And then you'll find out whether it's going to be a right one. And if it doesn't change, you just keep moving with God. You keep trusting God. And just stay blessed. Speak in tongues. Be strong in the fundamentals, guys. Speak in tongues much. Let God energize you by his Holy Spirit. Honor God with your substance. Stay connected. Use your connections. Stay connected to God, number one. God first all the time, above anything else. And let God direct your heart where he wants you to go, where you're going to be built up and where you're going to be edified. Because, see, anyone you're connected to will always build you up. They're not going to butter you up, but they're going to build you up with those heavenly words. Because people can butter you up to keep you with them. But you want people that are going to speak directly from God. And sometimes what they directly speak might be challenging. But if you're being challenged, then you can grow. Okay, but when you're not being challenged, you ain't going to grow. You're going to be kind of lukewarm. You want to be hot, fervent. God says, be hot, be cold, don't be lukewarm. Be hot or cold. You make up your mind. You make up your decision. And when you do that unto God, you're not doing it unto me or anybody else. But when we do it unto God, yeah, I'm going to move for God. I'm going to really, I want to accelerate forward with God. So I need to be focused. You need to be focused with God. The vision comes from God. The desire comes from God. The direction comes from God. And when we're humble, then we will receive that vision and direction. And then we just move with that. God will give you the picture, the mind picture, the imagination in your heart, what he wants to do in your life. Here, put a great big dream in there, baby, because all of us have got dreams. Some of them have lost the dream or lost sight of the dream because of the circumstances and situations and challenges we've gone through in life. But that dream is still available for you to move in. And God really wants you successful. He wants you prosperous. He wants you walking in the Spirit of God. He wants you to demonstrate his power by being led by him. He wants you to bring deliverance to other people. But today is a day to be serious. Serious with God. Serious in your walk. You know, we don't just want to be pepper-talked. No nice words and fair speeches. We want to speak those wonderful words of encouragement from the Heavenly Father. And God does the work. He's the one. It's by his grace. His grace. He does the work. You know, we're not so smart to think we can do it, right? He gives the wisdom. He gives the direction. He gives the understanding. So this is what was in my heart to share. And I've been sharing similar things along this line in the ones-on-ones with different individuals. And it's up to them. Once I've spoken it, it's not up to me. I'm just speaking what God's working. And then it's up to the person. I can't do anything apart from speak forth the things I see, hear, and know to encourage God's people that you are wonderful, you are blessed, you are everything God says you are, you have everything God says you have, and you can be what God says you can be. But that's up to you. It's a decision. Yeah, I want to be what God says. I don't want to be what the minister's saying, but I want to be what God says I can be. That's the key. Else we'd just stay where we are. I want to see growth. You know, this fellowship is about people that want to grow and want to see great outreach and whose desire is to move with God and be led by his Spirit. You don't have to answer to me. We answer to God, but we follow the encouragement given. And, you know, it's like my connection, that where I connect, I just listen what's being said. I take it to my heart and I go and put it to practice. Okay, Father, you show me. You give me understanding in this. And I want to see a result from it, because I'm doing this with all my heart and with a willing heart unto you, God. And God is showing me. So this is why I got the great confidence I got now. And that confidence comes from God. It's not because I'm anything special, and I know I'm not. But I know it's from the Heavenly Father and his mercy and his grace upon my life. He's delivered me out of so many things. He's forgiven me of so many things, because he knows who I really am. And now he's helping me to see who I truly am in Christ. So this is where my focus is. And I want to encourage you. You're the best. And God's working in your circumstances. You know, he's with you. He's at work. Allow him to work. Just rest. God wants you to rest and give your devotion to him. Keep your eyes on the heavenly. You know, keep your eyes on the Father, his love, his mercy, his grace. So God bless you. And I'll hand this back to Jason. All right. Okay. Bless your heart.